Amen. We might have a little hiccup there. Hey, everyone, I just want to welcome you to another broadcast, another day of His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. This is from Christian Speak Talk Radio. What we're going to do at this time is just turn everything over to her. Bless God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, this is His Abounding Grace, and I thank God for His grace, thanking God for His mercy, thanking God for His love and kindness towards us each and every day. Tonight's message will be, basically, it's a question. Will you bow down? Will you bow down? Why don't we go to God and have a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for another opportunity to share in your word, Lord. Thanking you for another opportunity, Lord God, to be a servant, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you are God, Lord. We thank you, Father, because of everything you've done for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another tool that we can use to spread your gospel, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Now, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you open up the hearts and minds of your people so that they can receive everything that you have for them, whatever time or day or night that it is, wherever they are, Lord. Lord, that they don't hear me, but they clearly hear you, Lord God, your voice, Lord God, because I'm only an instrument, Lord God. Lord, I pray that I can decrease so that your Holy Spirit can increase and that you would get all the honor, glory, and praise. Now, Lord, open up our understanding, Lord God, so that we can receive everything that you have for us right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Will you bow down? Will you bow down to the pressures of what's going on today? Will you bow down to the demands of the majority? Will you bow down to whatever is popular in society? Or will you set yourself? Will you stand firm? Will you take a position that come what may? I'm going to stand still on the promises of God. Will you set yourself and not give in to temptation? Will you be still and rest patiently in the assurance that God is still the great I am? If it became law today that you'd have to accept the mark of the beast, would you accept it? Would you accept it? Something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. It's fine to say, I know I would never do such and such. But is your heart fixed? Is your mind made up that come what may, I'm going to serve him until the day I die? We're going to go to Daniel, the third chapter, very familiar passage of scripture. The third chapter of Daniel talks about this king, King Nebuchadnezzar. Third chapter of Daniel, we're going to start with the third verse. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height 4 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now, we're talking about false gods because we know there are false gods being promoted even today. So I want you to think about the season that we're going in right now, where everything but the true meaning of Christmas is being made into gods today. The second verse says, then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which the king Nebuchadnezzar had set up. The third verse. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image. They stood before an image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Fourth verse. Then and Herod cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. Basically, we're going to summarize verses 5 through 8. So basically what this chapter is saying, verses 5 through 8, Whenever the instrument was sound, everyone was to fall down and worship a golden image that the king had set up, King Nebuchadnezzar. And whoever didn't fall down and worship in the same hour would be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And so, when the music played, the people bowed down and worshiped this false god, this false image. So the Sanhedrin come, and how many know there are accusers of our brethren? The Sanhedrin come near, and they accuse the Jews. This was a setup. How many know this was a setup? How many know that the devil stands ready to accuse us day and night before God? Are you today in 2016 bowing down to a false god? Are you bowing down to the enemy? You see, in verses 9 through 11, these evil men reminded the king of this decree and of the punishment for anyone who would not bow down. So verse 12, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not your gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The 13th verse. Then King Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. The 14th verse. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is this true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I, your king, have set up? Then the king decided to give them a second chance. Just in case they didn't understand the decree, here goes. Get ready. Listen for the sound of the music and fall down and worship the image I have made. But be clear, be clear. If you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Well, the 16th verse says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. 17 and 18. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. 18th verse. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thou gods, we will not worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And here's a summary of verses 19 through 23. The king was furious. How dare these three not obey his command? He was full of fury, and he commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was initially to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the 23rd verse says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24th. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, wait, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Well, according to the 25th verse, he answered and said, lo, wait a minute. I see four men loose. They ain't bound no more. I see four men, though, a fourth man, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I wonder, brother, sister, how did he know that the fourth one looked like the Son of God? Something to think about. How many know that God will loose those shackles and do the impossible? So the 26th and 27th verse picks up. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. 27. And the princes, the governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head seen, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. The 28th verse. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree. What the enemy means for evil, God will sure enough turn it around for good. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut into pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God. There is no other God that can deliver after this sort. 30. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Get this, brothers and sisters. How many know that if you stand for God, if you trust in him, regardless of your circumstances, he will turn things around for your good. I am a witness of that. He will turn things around for your good. Now, I don't know what you may be facing right now, my sister. I don't know what you may be facing tomorrow or the next day, my brother. But this one thing I do know. God is bigger than any problem that you may ever face in this earth. And God can take care of your lion's den, and God can take care of your fiery furnace. How many know that if you stand for God and don't bow down to the enemy, he will make even your enemies your footstool? Let me say that again. He will make even your enemies your footstool. How many know that what the enemy meant for evil, God sure enough turned it around for their good? And the same God that did that for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same God that would do it for you today. Amen. There is an old saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. How about standing on the promises of God? That's trusting him. How many know and believe that if you still, your battles? So many times in scripture, God reminds us to be still and to trust him and to rest in him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Psalms 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Don't fret because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Will you bow down to the pressures of this world, my friend? Will you bow down to the demands of the majority, my sister? Will you bow down to whatever is popular in society, my brother? Or will you set yourself, stand firm, come what may, you're going to stand on the promises of God? Will you set yourself and not give in to temptation? Will you be still and rest patiently, knowing that the great God is still the great I am? Be still and know that God is still the great I am. Just as in Exodus, the third chapter, we see that God had chosen Moses for a very special mission. So here Moses is standing before a burning bush receiving instructions from God. In Exodus 3, the verse God says to Moses, I am the Father, the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Verse 7, God reassures Moses that yes, he has surely seen the affliction of his people, and he has surely heard their cries, and he surely knows about their sorrows. Well, just like he reminded and assured Moses, God is reminding someone who's listening to me right now, wherever you are, he's reminding you of just who he is. And yes, he's telling you, I've seen your affliction. I've heard your cries. I know about your sorrows. He's reminding you right now. He's encouraging you right now. Just trust in me. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just trust in me. We're talking about the Almighty God that never slumbers, that never sleeps. He sits high and he looks down upon his people in the midst of a cruel and sinful world. You see, in Exodus, the third chapter, he's let Moses know that he's chosen him to be a leader of his people, and that it is through Moses that he would deliver his people. So here in Exodus, the third chapter, Moses is trembling and questioning his ability to lead God's people. So it seems like Moses is trying to get out of his assignment, for he continually questions God's choice in him. Why me? Why will your people receive me? Moses is saying. So the 13th verse of Exodus 3, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God spoke unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And the 15th verse, and God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. God had given Moses everything he needed to be a leader of his people. God had given Moses everything he needed to do what he called him to do. God had given Moses everything he needed to represent him and to take a stand and not to bow down to the Pharaohs. And the same God, the great I am, has given you everything you need this day, this night, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I want to pause right now for you to think about that. We're talking about the great I am. I am. You see, you may be weak in the flesh, but guess what? You're strong in the spirit. So you need to continually walk in the spirit so you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For flesh will tell you that everyone else is doing this, that everyone else is doing that. Why don't you just bow down just this once? Flesh will tell you that it's not worth all of this. Why don't you just bow down? Flesh will tell you that this Christian journey is too hard here in 2016. Flesh will tell you that it wasn't meant to survive in this day and time, and that holiness is a thing of the past. That's what flesh will tell you. Well, in John 6, after one of Jesus' teachings, some of his disciples murmured that this is a hard saying. Jesus turns to his disciples, his beloved disciples, as he knew their thoughts, just as he knows our thoughts today. So many times, his words were too hard for them to follow, is what they thought. Many people, and even some of his disciples, were falling away and leaving him. So Jesus turns to his disciples and asks them, will you leave me also? John 6, chapter 6, verse 6. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. 6-7. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? 6-8. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life. Is Jesus asking you this tonight? Is he asking you, will you also leave me? Will you also go away? Will your response be like Peter's, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life? Or will your response simply be your actions of denial? Will your response simply be your actions of throwing in the towers? Will your response simply be your actions of surely it doesn't take all of this. The Bible lets us know in Matthew that in these last and evil days, there will be a falling away from the faith, that many return their backs on God. Will you, my sister, be one of them? Ask yourself this, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? So I say to you tonight, be comforted in the knowledge that you don't have to bow down to the cares of this world. You don't need to bow down to false gods. You don't need to give in to fear and to temptation. All you need to do is remember that God is still the great I am. Be still and choose him. Choose to trust him today. The Bible lets us know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, for he changes. The same God who delivered Daniel from the lion's den without even a torn ligament or fallen strand of hair is the same great I am, and he shall deliver you today. The same God who delivered these three Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace without even smelling like they had been in the fire is the same great I am that will deliver you from your own furnace today. The same God who was with Moses, who showed himself in a burning bush. It's the same God who is with you today. The same God who brought you out of your past situation, who brought you out of your past trials, who brought you out of your same test, who brought you out of your same temptations. It's the same great God today, the great I am. And he's not a God that would disappoint you. When you feel like all hope is gone, when you feel like you are all alone, when you sometimes feel like your very own family has forsaken you, God is still with you. When you feel like you don't have a safe haven, when you feel like there is no way out of a dark situation, when you feel like the burden is just yours to carry alone, remember, don't trust your feelings. Just trust God, for he doesn't change. When you feel like you simply can't go on, when fear tries its best to grip you, speak his words out loud. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Take a deep breath and be reminded that it's only because of him that you're able to exhale the breath you just took. How many know there is power in the name of Jesus? Power in the name of Jesus. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. 10th verse says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The great I am has spoken, and guess what? He is still on the throne today. Yes, so I'm here to remind you right now that you don't have to bow down to the enemy, for this same God that said to Moses at the burning bush, tell them I am that I am, as the same God that we're talking about today. I'm here to remind you that the same God who used Moses to say to the people facing the Red Sea, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, is the same God we're talking about right now. God we're talking about right now. God is the great I am, and without him, there is no other. Will you bow down during these last and evil days? Will you give in to the enemy and turn your back on God? Or will you stand on the promises of God? Will you rest in his word? Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Will you stand on the promises of God and rest in Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Will you bow down to the enemy, or will you allow the peace of God to rule in your heart and be comforted with peace? Be still. Peace, be still. Just like in Mark 4th chapter, 39th verse, Mark 4:39, and he arose, speaking of Jesus, and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. The Prince of Peace is speaking to someone who's listening to me right now. And he's reminding you to speak his word. Just like Jesus did in the wilderness when Satan tried to tempt him, he responded, "It is written." Only speak the word, "It is written." No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is written. Only speak the word. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. 2 Corinthians 4:18. I will not bow down. I'm not going to be moved by what I hear. I will not bow down. I'm not going to be moved by how I fear. I will not bow down. Only speak the word. Instead of bowing down to your problem, don't focus on the problem. Just shift your thinking and focus on the promise. Only speak the word. Romans 8:33 says, "I am more than a conqueror." Praise God. God is still the great I am. The great I am is with you today. In fact, he's carrying you, even when you don't realize it. He said he would never leave you. He said he would leave you. In that, knowing that he is still on the throne. On a daily basis, speak to yourself and remind yourself that you will not bow down to the pressures of this world. From the beginning of time, God knew what he had purposed for each one of us. Even though you may have gotten off the path he planned for you, don't beat up on yourself. Pray and ask God for forgiveness. Repent, turn away from your wicked ways, and just receive his love and his forgiveness, for his purpose for you remains the same. Even when you take a detour, God still is. Just repent with a sincere heart and then thank him for giving you another opportunity to get it right while you got blood, fresh blood running through the veins of your body. While you can still breathe, that God has ordained a work for you to do here on earth. And if you are to fulfill his purpose, you've got to follow his plan. His plan is all written in the book of life. Be still and know that the great I am is still God. And guess what? He's still the promise keeper. Amen. So are you holding fast to his promise today? When the pressures seem unbearable, are you holding fast to his promise? Hold fast to the profession of your faith and don't waver. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just stay focused on Jesus. Are you yet holding on? Are you anchored in the Lord? Are you anchored so much so that you're saying, "Lord, I am going to be still and trust you"? When you're anchored in the Lord, you have a new and fixed attitude. You won't bow down. When you're anchored in the Lord, you'll set yourself. When you are anchored in the Lord, nothing outside of the word of God will be able to move you. Your heart is fixed and your mind is made up, and you ain't going nowhere. In other words, when you are anchored in the Lord, you will remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And whatever you do, you will do it to the honor and glory of God, because you will be confident that your labor is not in vain. Be still and know that the great I am is still God. Are you yet holding fast? When you are yet holding fast to your profession of faith, your feet would have been planted firmly on solid foundation. You won't be wishy-washy. Are you rooted and grounded in the word so that when trials and tribulations come, and trust me, they are going to come, you will remain faithful? Be still and know that the great I am is still God. Are you buckled down so that when the winds and storms of life come your way, you won't bow down? Are you secure in his words alone so that you are not subject to drifting? Can you say to yourself, "I will bow down"? When you are anchored, are you carried away with every wind of doctrine, or are you anchored in the Lord? Will you bow down? Be still and know that the great I am is still God. The world has gotten to the point where just about everything goes. The word of God lets us know that if we aren't careful, the very elect will be fooled and will turn away from what you know to be right. Lord, help us. Help us that we don't turn a blind eye to what we know is right. Help us, Lord, that we don't become insensitive to the sins of this world. Help us that we don't settle. Lord, help us. Help us that we don't start or continue to agree with all the foolishness, all the sinful acts, all the things that go contrary to the word of God. Lord, please help us, Lord. Help us, God, that we don't become so easily bewitched. Galatians 3:1 says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes evidently set forth crucified among you. Are you so easily bewitched here in 2016? Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't bow down, my friends. Don't be one of those who are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Be encouraged. Everything that I've been sharing with you this evening, it's just been to encourage you. I'm just here to encourage you to stand still. Just know when I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself as well. Stand still and just know that the same God that brought you through last year, the same God that brought you through last month, the same God that brought you through last week, the same God that brought you through yesterday, the same God that brought you through the last hour is the same God that's bringing you through even right now as I speak. Will you bow down to the pressures of this world? Will you bow down to the demands of the majority? Will you bow down to whatever is popular in society? Or will you set yourself, stand firm, that come what way, I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart? Will you set yourself and not give in to temptation? Will you be still and rest patiently in the assurance that God is still the great I am? Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Father, for reminding us, Lord God, that we have everything we need, Lord God, that you have given us every weapon, Lord God, that we are already overcomers, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for reminding us, Lord God, of who we are in Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord God, that you never change. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us, Lord God, that you're the God that was with Daniel and the lion's den, that you are the same God that was with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, that you're the same God that was with Moses in front of the Red Sea, that you are the same God that is with us today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord God, giving us a fresh touch, Lord God, that is already all right. We thank you for reminding us, Lord God, of who you are, Lord God. We thank you, God, for reminding us, Lord God, that we can't stand still. We can't stand on your promises, Lord God, for your word is yea and amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for reminding us that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not, Lord God, but you do change the hearts and minds of men. We thank you, Lord God, for the listening audience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word has gone out. And we believe, Lord God, that your word has said, Lord God, that when it goes out, it will never return unto you void. That is, that we go out and accomplish that which you have purposed for it to accomplish. So it's not about me and not about us, but it's all about you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this word, Lord God, that's been life to us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We lift your name up high right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Jesus, for counting that robbery, that you did just that you died on the cross for us. And we thank you that you rose again, and that right now you are sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for us. We thank you for loving us so much so, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten son to die on the cross for us. Lord God, we love you. We love you, Lord God. Lord, forgive us, Lord God, for falling short. Forgive us, Lord God, for looking to the left and to the right. Forgive us, Lord God, for those thoughts that have not been pleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord God, for doing those things we shouldn't have done. Forgive us, Lord God, for not doing those things we should have, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We're receiving your forgiveness right now. We receive your cleansing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. All honor belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. All praise belongs to you. Because you and you alone are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' precious, matchless name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Van, what an awesome message to the people of God. I want to encourage the people of God to find this message has blessed you in any kind of way. Give us a line. You know, you can reach us at winchristianspeak@gmail.com. We would definitely love to hear from you. Or you can post a message on the different social media sites. Amen. Or you also can go to our main website at onechristianspeak.com. Amen. You'll be able to listen to this message again probably in about 20 minutes. Please feel free to share. This is a message definitely for the time that we're living in right now. Will you bow down? Amen. Will you bow down? Because we're at a place right now that we definitely have to choose who we will serve. So again, we thank you, Minister Van, for everything. I don't know if you have anything else that you want to say or do, or are you?
No, thank you, Reverend Ray.
Amen. 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 So you've been listening to His Abounding Grace. What we're going to do, we'll play a couple of commercials real quick. Everything. We do have some other broadcasts that's taking place this week. Go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts of His Abounding Grace. This is an awesome woman of God, and God is doing great and wonderful things. Amen. So be blessed. Feel free to share. Amen. And have a blessed rest of the day, rest of the night. Amen.
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 We invite you to join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. The first Mondays of every month, join Apostle Shirley Jones for Lifeline at 7 p.m. And on every third Monday of the month, join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday of the month, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.